Views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 AM 1620. It's your boy Jake Walker here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Our apologies to Dr. Ben McMillan. He will be back next Friday. Of course, we had the breaking news of the suspect in the Charlie Kirk assassination has been captured. So we brought that to you here live on News Radio, but we're going to get back to the fun now. And there's nothing more fun than sitting down at a Sonny's Barbecue and loading up on some grub. My parents, I meet my parents in Milton, in the Pace area, once a week, and it's either Mexican or Sonny's. And for the past 4 weeks in a row, it's been Sonny's, man. I'm telling you, it is just so good. And I leave there with the biggest sweet tea, and I just have the biggest smile on my face. It's so amazing. You know it. You love it. Sonny'sBarbecue.com. Go there right now. Download the app. In the studio right now, I've got Eldon Scott. So great to finally meet you. I've seen the pictures online ever since I stopped doing this show. I was like, oh man, I leave and then they bring in all this free barbecue. What's up with that? How you doing this morning, Eldon?
Doing good, Jake. Nice to meet you too.
Yeah.
It's, and think have if for all the normal listeners, Meg is out with a little stomach bug. And so if you want to send her all the positive vibes and prayers, and so she starts feeling better and. But glad to be here with you today, and glad to hear that you're a fan of Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh, man. Me and my parents. And I'm telling you, man, every week we hit it up.
Yeah, good Southern sweet tea, too, man. That hits the spot, especially in the summer when it's nice and hot.
Yes. And if you're listening this morning, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere because we might be giving away some free food.
We always give away free food on the Always Sunny show.
All righty. Always Sunny here. All right, so tell us, what's been happening at Sonny's this week?
Yeah, it's been a busy week. Lots of cater. We catered last night. We did Farm Bureau, and so a bunch of peanut farmers out in Crestview.
Oh,
so we
cool.
catered a big old barbecue for all the fellas out there farming and tilling up the land, as they say, providing all the peanuts for. This is a huge peanut area.
Yeah,
we provide. I can't remember what it was. It's been some years, but like a large percentage of the peanut crop for the whole country comes out of this area. So that was a good time. The team went out there and served up that good slow smoke Sonny's Barbecue. So got a couple things coming up. Got an event coming up next week with Art Gateway. And so we're going to be doing their rad dance. And so excited about that 80s themed dance for all their clients. And so we're looking forward to that. And we're going to have some good slow smoke barbecue. We're going to do a nacho bar.
Nacho bar.
A little bit different, you know, have a little fun. And
is there a cheese fountain by any chance?
No, we tried a cheese fountain one time. It didn't work out so good.
I figured it would splash all over the place. I saw it a gravy and biscuit fountain the other day, and I'm like, there's gravy all over that place.
Yeah, it's just, we tried it one time for a wedding rehearsal, and we wound up having to scrap it, you know. So, but we will have some good barbecue out there, and it'll be a good time. So excited about that. Got a special guest in the studio with us today.
Yes, who did you bring with you today?
Yeah, I got Ms. Jess here from Raleigh Foundation. So September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and so lots of things going on. I know we've done a couple things with y'all. We were out at Sandy Saints and Nissan here a couple weeks ago, and you remind me what the date was or what the actual name of the event was. I have a hard time keeping track of the names of the events.
Well, you have
so many
events.
It may be
so
an age thing also.
Yeah.
It was
Gold. Wow. Get out of here.
Speaking for myself, as I know. Gold Strong Fest.
Gold Strong Fest.
Yeah,
there
we go.
Yeah,
it was kicking off Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Event and had some pretty darn good food too.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little, Jess. Tell us a little bit more about Raleigh Foundation.
Yeah, so Raleigh Foundation, we're focused on childhood cancer research primarily, but we also do support programs here on the local level for our families through our Good Meal program, serving meals in the hospital while they're by their child's side fighting cancer. And also we have a emergency assistance fund that helps with travel to treatment and basic needs, because cancer is devastating on many levels, in financial level, extremely.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been involved with Raleigh Foundation for a number of years. Previous to me being with Sonny's Barbecue, I was at the butcher shop in Pensacola.
Yeah.
And we've been very involved. They've been very involved over a number of years. Jeff Hendricks, one of the OG, Carolyn, one of the OG Raleigh kids.
Yeah.
And so, you know, been involved for a very long time and a lot of fundraisers working with them at the butcher shop. And so just carrying on that, and they're doing it. So we're helping a little bit here at Sonny's now. And
yeah, y'all are amazing partners. I mean, I think that Sonny's in general is just an amazing community member and does so much for so many nonprofits and people in the area. And you've not only warmed my belly, but you warmed my heart there, Eldon. But yeah, Carolyn is our OG. She is the reason why Raleigh Foundation exists here in the Gulf Coast.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been many, many years, and so she has such a great story, right, of recovery
and
helping to advocate for all the other kiddos. And I saw Jeff Hendricks post the other day, said that she's lost more friends than most adults lose in their lifetime, and that yeah. was so gut-wrenching to read. And so this is something that's so important. And it's getting better. I know the old rally cry, if you will, was more than four, because
yep.
there were only 4% of the national funding went to research for childhood cancers. And I think it's better now. It's like
yep.
8, 10%,
you know,
something like that.
It's just so, under 8% now.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep doing our best to double that every year. And
yeah,
yeah, Carolyn drives a car. She's 16. She is in high school enjoying her life, and she's an amazing, amazing human, and unfortunately has endured more passings than I in my 50 years have seen on a personal level. But she continues to advocate because she knows how important and how much worth these children have. They are our future, and we need to invest in them.
Yeah.
And less than 8% is not okay, and 30 to 40 year old medications for children that are outdated and made adults.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's my thing, is like there's not many actual drugs that are made for the kids. They're using adult drugs for the children, and it makes it that much harder on their bodies. So,
adult treatments, outdated treatments, and they're so harsh that these kids will continue to have follow-up care the rest of their lives, even after they've won their battle with cancer.
Yep. Well, and I know we're normally a barbecue, but this is an important cause here in the community, and they do such a good job representing and supporting, you know, at the hospitals and, you know, taking care of the kiddos. I know y'all had the radiothon here a few weeks ago. I know that's kind of for the foundation for Sacred Heart, but they raised a ton of money for that, for
many of our
something that's
kids.
Important for a piece of equipment. And so that was very, very important here in the community. I think it was like $300,000 that they raised on that one day, which is amazing.
And their last push at the end was with Rally Kid Natalie, and a very, very fan favorite of hers pulled in those last dollars and helped them exceed their goal, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Can't speak highly enough about that hospital. Amazing, amazing. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists, you name it.
I want to remind everybody, you can text in your questions and stay near that phone, because we're going to be giving away a family feast here in a little bit. I've got Jess from the Raleigh Foundation, and in the studio, Eldon Scott from Sonny's Barbecue. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com. I'm Jake Walker here hosting Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. 437-1620 is the number. 437-1620. Just throwing that out there. Get ready. It's going to be here before you know it.
That giveaway coming up. I know it always does. This show goes by so fast.
Oh, yeah,
and it sneaks up, and then we have to rush to do the giveaway.
I got my phone ready. Does that count?
You know,
you should be able to win.
I don't think it's in the official rules. I've never seen the official rules. I don't know if there are.
I'll buy you a pulled pork sandwich.
There we go.
I love the turkey.
Well, let's talk about some, you love the turkey. Well, let's talk about some of our specials. It's Meg's favorite. It's the buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches in the drive-through. All of our four locations here in the News Radio area do have the drive-through. So swing through on Monday. Get that buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich. Take advantage of that. We also do have a special offer going on this week, and it's buy one, get one free sandwich all week. So you do need the Sonny's app to take advantage of that. So go ahead and go to your app store, your Google Play or iPhone store.
Tap that app.
Download that Sonny's Barbecue app, and you know, good way to get that slow smoke barbecue, start collecting all those rewards points so you can get more barbecue. That's a great way to extend your savings, if you will. And so get that app all week long. Pulled pork, pulled chicken, turkey sandwiches, or sliced pork sandwiches, buy one get one free. But again, you do have to have the app always every Monday. That's this week on that, you know, deal for those. And then every Monday, drive through, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. So, and then Meg's second favorite is every Saturday, kids and grandkids eat free. So a free kids entree up to 12 years old with a purchase of an adult entree. So come on out, bring the kiddos, have some good slow smoke barbecue. And the kids love the mac and cheese, the baby back ribs. I love watching the kids eat the baby back ribs. They can't keep the sauce off their face. I mean, it's the best part. Messy event, you know. So
you're talking about me, actually.
Yeah.
You guys have that video. They've got some closed circuit television video.
Is
you
it
see
on
that
the
guy?
Internet though?
Yeah, it is. I've found sites.
Funny side story. Yeah. I was in the Pace store, I don't know, some months ago, 6 months ago, 7 months ago. And I was in the office on the phone, leaned back in the chair, and the back of the chair broke. So there is closed caption TV of me flipping over backwards in the office chair. It is on my Facebook page if you want to deep dive and look on there somewhere. Yes, so it is there on the internet. And so, yeah, that was I brought them some chairs. I had some office chairs that I'd gotten from a closing building. And I was like, oh, I'm going to use these one day. And so I was like, hey, buddy. Dan, who's the managing partner over at the Pace store manager, and I said, listen, I'll bring you a chair. I'm sorry. So, yeah, it was funny. I had a good laugh. I was like, hey, you know what? Even if it's my expense, I'm here to have a good time.
A barbecue right. That takes the back off your chair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that barbecue's so good, took the back off my chair.
I think, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, had a chain hanging from it. All right, sunnysbarbecue.com is the website. Go and download the app because that's the only way that you can get the points built up and get this free food.
That's where we have all of our best offers. You're going to be able to collect those points, get all the updates of all the different specials and promos that we're running. We're calling it Sizzling September. So, like, again, this week, it's that buy one, get one framwich. Framwich.
Wow. I love framwich. A good framwich.
A good framwich.
That's what, when you get two, framwich. You have one with a friend, and it's a friend.
Oh,
it's a sandwich
framwich.
With a friend. Framwich. Yeah.
We just
love making
hashtag
words up here framwich. On the Always Sunny Show.
Yes. Also, go and check out rallyfoundation.org on ways that you can get involved and support that amazing cause. You guys do so much work. I've listened to the show with Meg a few times, and she just goes on and on, even outside of the show, about how much work you guys do in the community and how many different organizations you help out. And when you eat at Sunny's Barbecue, you're just sitting there stuffing your face. You don't think about behind the scenes and what you guys are doing back there. So thank you for the work that you do.
We've been here part of the Pensacola community for 40 years and, part of our corporate, give back is to support the community through various, supporting the teams and the nonprofits, all the football, baseball, softball, bands, all the different things. And then also, the different community organizations that to support the people in the community. So it's a full circle thing. You take care of the people that need to be taken care of and they take care of you. I think that's just the way the world works. And good old scratch my back, we scratch your back, and everybody's happy. And we have a good old time and eat some good slow smoke barbecue. Yeah.
And y'all cue up the kindness.
Cue the kindness. Yep. As chief kindness officer for Sunny's Barbecue and all the things happening this week, I can definitely say that I think the world can use a little bit extra kindness.
Absolutely.
All the things that you see on the TV and hear on the radio, not to say anything about the work that y'all do, and it's so important to stay informed and involved, but also we can't disconnect and forget that neighbor that lives next door to us probably matters more than what we see or on TV or hear on the radio. And so taking the extra little bit of time to, say good morning, be kind, open the door for your neighbor, open the door for the person at the Circle K or the Tom Thumb, or excuse me, we don't have Tom, Cumberland Farms.
I call it the Thumberland Farms.
Forgot we don't have Tom.
We have some that are half, they're like being remodeled, but they're not exactly.
Yeah, how to know if you're a native Pensacolian or not, if you know the difference between a Cumberland Farms and a Tom Thumb. Yeah,
see, we only had Tom Thumbs where I came from, so this is great.
Well, that's what they all used to be. So anyway.
Somebody texted in, they said, I had the maple bacon turkey sandwich this week, best sandwich ever.
Ooh. So good, I had it last week too, and it was absolutely delicious. That's part of our fall menu, so I guess that's a good intro to talk about our fall menu.
Yeah. And speaking of fall, there's going to be a lot of events happening, so they're going to need that catering, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
We're here for all the catering needs. Excited about catering the annual banquet for the Chamber of Commerce here in a couple weeks. Awesome. And so that we're really excited about doing that. But yeah, so the fall menu, all your catering needs, all those tailgates. Come on, guys. Mm-hmm. If you've not had the slow smoke barbecue wings,
oh, the wings
from Sonny's
so
Barbecue, what are you doing with your life? Mm-hmm. Come and get them. 50 wings, $50. You do need to place that order a little bit in ahead because that's a lot of wings. So, and we do slow smoke them, so they're not instant. Mm. You know, we're not dropping them in the deep fryer for 2 minutes and, you know, serving them up. We do slow smoke them, so it does take a little bit of time to get that smoke on those wings. So, but go to sunnyscatering.com. You can place that order online. You do need 24 hours notice to get those wings. You got a big party. You got a tailgate going on. Mm-hmm. I know UWF football's going on this Saturday. Excited about that. We'll be out there. Friends and family day, so we're excited to – you know, and they're doing great this year. They're killing it. So hopefully they keep that rolling. They're
going to
keep that rolling. Yeah, go Argos. Yeah.
All right. So we're getting some comments about this maple sandwich. They're wondering, is it available for the BOGO? Is that sandwich included?
No, that is not available for the BOGO.
No.
So I do apologize.
But just go buy two, and then just don't even look at your bank account.
I'm telling
account.
You, it's just, so good. I had it the other. No, it's a great price. I think it's. I don't have the price here in front of me, but yeah, I mean, it's not an outrageous, and it's that maple bacon, maple barbecue candied bacon. It's so good. So yeah, on that good Sonny's garlic bread.
I'm going there for lunch. I got to meet my parents next week. I'm sure they'll want to go.
Swiss cheese, some of that slow smoked turkey. Our turkey's so good. Jess was mentioning it before the show.
Yeah,
the turkey is so good. If you've not had the Sonny's smoked turkey, it is delicious.
My mom always gets the sweet Carolina. Is that right?
Yep.
She loves that
pork
one.
With the coleslaw,
every time she gets that one.
That is a good one.
Never strays.
I love coleslaw.
This is what I've started doing because I know nobody ever talks about this, but your crinkle fries.
Yeah.
I love them. So what I do is I get a basket of the fries and I take the smoky sauce and the hot sauce and then I just drizzle and then I have a side cup of ranch.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
That's your go-to.
Man, I love it.
Hey, how do you, Sonny's?
Exactly. That's how I do. Man, I'm telling you, don't sleep on their fries.
The fries
they're
are very good.
So
they
good.
Are.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And right now for the fall menu, we have cheese curds. So if you enjoy, I love a good cheese curd. It's just fun. You get the cheese pull. You just got to do it. Who says you're not supposed to play with your food? I mean, cheese curds are meant to be played with and have a little fun
have
with.
Fun
you got to get
eat.
The cheese pull. Yep, absolutely. And so that fall menu is great. I was talking to somebody who got the maple barbecue burnt in. So it's a pork collar that's cubed up and then put back on the smoker with that maple barbecue sauce. They were saying how delicious they were. So that's a good shareable appetizer. Or if you just want to chow down on a whole bunch of pork burnt ends, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a pulled pork mac and cheese on this fall menu. And then the piece de resistance. The peach cobbler egg rolls. No.
What?
Excuse me. The peach cobbler egg rolls. See, I messed it up. Y'all started laughing. Y'all messed me up. The pecan pie egg rolls.
Oh man.
Wow.
Pecan pie egg rolls.
Pecan pie egg rolls. Yeah.
Okay.
Why
so
are we talking when we should be eating?
I know. So explain. How does that work? Do you take a pecan pie and...
Pecan pie, smash it up, roll it in an egg roll wrapper, and then deep fry it.
Well, there you go.
With cinnamon sugar and some whipped cream. Yeah, they're so good.
What else could be better than that?
So good. I will recommend, I did spend 3 days with the roof of my mouth burnt. So you have to, if you eat them right away, you got to do the whole breathe, they are hot. So
or chew with your mouth open.
That caramelly center of the pie does get really hot. So maybe let them sit for a minute or use caution. How about that?
Dip them in
They're so good. so good.
Use the hot pocket procedures that we've talked about on the show before.
Those are important.
Must follow hot pocket protocol. 437-1620 is the number. We got about 5 minutes left with Eldon and Jess. If you have any questions, let us know. And you want to go ahead and get to that?
Yeah, I think it's time. We got to do that giveaway. So let's see here.
How are we going to do this?
Let's go with the third person to text in Rally.
Rally
is going to win a family feast, and so that's going to come with 4 proteins, 3 pint sides, your bread, and a gallon of sweet tea. So when you say it's a feast, it is a feast.
We just need your first and last name. I won't say it on the air. I'll say your first name and then your phone number so we can call you back. Oh, there we go. Third one right there.
Boom, boom, boom. Well, while you're getting that, I'm going to talk about our 4 locations. So we have 4 locations here in the News Radio listenership. So we do have that Pace, Florida location located in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. Again, all of our locations do have a drive-through, so make sure you take advantage of that. Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich every Monday. We have our 9th Avenue location located just south of Creighton Road. across from the Ashley Furniture behind the AutoZone. So it's a nice, quaint location. We do have a banquet room there. We can host up to 40. I know it seems like it's only September, but guess what? Christmas is next week. So you need to start planning. So if you have those Christmas parties for your office or your church group or your nonprofit, you need to get people together. We don't charge for the banquet rooms. All we do is we charge for the cost of the food. Typically for people, groups larger than 10, we will do a banquet style. So make sure everybody gets fed really, really quick. It's very affordable, very reasonable for all things considered. You're not having to pay for a room on top of the food. So give us a call. We can host up to 40 people at that 9th Avenue location. Then we also have our Navy Boulevard location at the end of Highway 98, just about a mile north of the Pensacola NAS main gate. We can host up to 75 there. And then we have our Shelley Road location, which is on right off of Pine Forest Road, just south of I-10. So we have those four locations. Come see us. We do also have a location in Mobile and Fort Walton Beach. If you're in those neck of the woods, please come visit us. We'd love to host you there as well. Serve you up some good slow smoke barbecue with some Southern hospitality.
Yummy.
We do have a winner.
All right.
I got to say, I did pep talk for probably 6 or 8 months, and I was on Andrew's show for a lot of that time. I've never seen that many texts come in that quickly. That was insanity. Like, I had to watch my mouse because it was just like bloop, 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 bloop. All right. So the third one to get their name in was Steve W. Steve W. will be winning that family feast. And Steve, if you could just text me back, give me your phone number. I'll call and get your information, and you can get all that set up here at the station. Oh, there we go. I got there his phone number. So Steve Boom. W., congratulations.
Congratulations,
yeah. Steve. And enjoy that Sunny's barbecue. We look forward to hosting you soon.
And we had over 20 texts. That was insane.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Hey.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, it's always Sunny's here on Friday.
Always Sunny's on Friday.
Always. I feel like it makes your belly button smile when you eat
makes
Sunny's.
Your belly button smile. That is the first time I've heard that, Jess.
You like that?
Yep.
Makes your soul smile.
That's
how about that?
Everything smiles. Yeah.
Well, we enjoy it. You know, we enjoy serving, being a part of the community. You know, get to do a lot of great things. Met Jess, you know, about a year ago when I first started doing the show, and then now you're at Rally and doing all the things.
And we're leap mates.
And we're leap mates. Oh. Yeah, we had a great day yesterday. Heard Captain Tim Kinsella, who was with the city or was with, you know, the Navy, through so many trials, which he got to kind of talk us through and how to lead in difficult situations in the city of Pensacola, now with Navy Federal. Then we got to hear from some of the cybersecurity folks at UWF, and then also Doug Bates talking about leadership through listening. And it was such a great day. I mean, just all the LEAP folks. I know Cat Country ADX is a huge sponsor of the LEAP program for the Pensacola Chamber. And so thank you to ADX and,
definitely,
you know, for Mary and Dave, for all the things that they've done through all the years, a number of graduates here, you know, at the station. So it was a great program. Excited to be a part of it. There's about 50 of us.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It was a good time. So it was a great, great day. We got to have a little 9/11 ceremony at the Emergency Management Center yesterday morning,
nice.
which was some of our local first responders, which was pretty moving. That was special.
It was very moving. Yeah, it was great.
It's amazing how much news has happened this week to where you even forget. You're like, oh, well, yeah, 9/11, you know, it's crazy.
Time flies.
Time really does fly. And it's always sunny here at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Sunny'sBarbecue.com. Go to rallyfoundation.org for more information. Buy one, get one on Monday, right?
Monday,
pork sandwich.
Every Monday, kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday. So
that's
come
awesome.
See us. And we appreciate all your business and support. So come see us at our four locations. We look forward to serving y'all. Y'all have a great weekend, and it's always Sunny's here.
It's always Sunny.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.